Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're working through the book, Biblical EQ, How to Become an Emotionally Intelligent Christian, a Great Christian Leader, Pastor, Counselor, or Therapist, and How to Encourage Others in the Faith. And today, we're talking about changing the thoughts and intents of your heart and becoming a more godly, more effective, and more alive human being. And before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, your Bible teaches us great and worthy truths. Open our spiritual eyes and spiritual ears so we may understand your gospel. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you are a new creation. All things have become new, and old things, they have passed away, 2 Corinthians 5:17. You are not the person you were. There's an old nature, an old person who's been dominating your life forever and ever, and that old nature is dead. It's been crucified with Christ. It's no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. And as Christ lives in you, Christ wants to change some things about you from glory to glory. The Holy Spirit wants to change you from glory to glory. You're not there to remain the same old, grumpy, negative human being or the depressed and discouraged human being that you may or may not have been. You're not here to remain angry. You're not here to remain a person who's continually disappointed with life. You're to be a person filled with the joy of the Lord, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the glory of God. And we're going to talk about how to get there. You see, what we need to do is decide to believe and to receive the changes that God has prepared for us. For there are things that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the mind of man, but God has revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit. We can lay hold of them. We can change. We can be changed, not by our own efforts, but by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, operating in you on a daily basis. Christ in you, the hope of glory. What glory is that? It's the glory of being like Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and going from being a sinner to a saint, from being a person with a hopeless mess of a life to a person who is filled with the grace, glory, power, and joy of the Lord Jesus Christ through faith in the gospel. For you have died and you are now made alive together with Christ Jesus. Your old nature is dead, gone, and buried. Now it says in Romans 8, 4 to 6, that we are not to live in the old ways. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. So here's your clue. If you want life and peace, you have to set your mind on the Spirit. You have to renew the thoughts and intention of your heart. You need new thinking, not that old stinking thinking that keeps getting you into trouble, keeps getting you into fights, keeps making you do dumb things. You don't want to be a dumb person. You want to be a smart person. You want to be a Spirit-filled person. And you want to be filled with the Spirit. And you're to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You're to rejoice in the Lord always because you're full of the Holy Ghost. You've received the Holy Ghost. You've got Jesus working in you. That's a new mindset. That's a new way of thinking. That's an attitude of gratitude. And you'll find yourself moving forward. So how do we do that? How do we set our mind on the Spirit? And why should we change? Why should we make this change of setting our mind on the Spirit and being filled with God? Well, let's think about two kinds of people that we see in every church, in every situation. We see the people that are grumpy, the people that are complaining, the people are saying that God's never doing anything for them. And then on the other hand, we see people that are full of the joy of the Lord, power and strength. Now, they're going to the same church. They're reading the same Bible. They're sitting in the same pews. They're listening to the same preacher and getting the same sermons. So what's going on here? Here they are under identical inputs in their life, that they're receiving the same spiritual truths, and what's the difference between them? It's the difference between believers and doubters. I wouldn't call the grumpy Christians unbelievers. They have believed. They have got the Bible in their life. They do love the Lord in a kind of a way, but they're always doubting. They're always grumbling. They're always complaining. They're always seeing the negative and not the positive. So the grumpy Christians, the complaining Christians, those that are wandering around in the wilderness year after year, have decided not to lay hold of the truth of God. They think it's too risky to believe the Bible, too risky to share their faith, and they don't want to make any progress in the Christian life because that would mean they would have to change their stinking thinking, and they've somehow settled down in a stinking thinking way, like Oscar the Grouch in Sesame Street, living in his garbage can, and they're the Oscar the Grouch of the spiritual world. They've decided to be unhappy and stay that way because they like their stinking thinking, they like their negative attitudes, and they don't want to really be transformed from glory to glory by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they've decided not to really believe and not to really pray and not to get into prayer and intercession. And if they do get filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is soon gone, and they're back to their negativity, their complaining, their whining, and so on and so forth. But they can be in the same church with someone who is full of God, full of the power of the Holy Spirit, who prays, who sees the sick healed, who sees their prayer answered, who leads people to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is dynamic, who is full of faith. What has happened to that person who is dynamic and full of faith? They have taken the word of God at face value. They believe it. They hide it in their heart. They receive the good things of God that God has prepared for us, and they rejoice in the things of the kingdom of God. The thoughts and intents of their heart have been renewed through their faith in the word of God. They study the Bible. They eat the Bible. They say, this word, this Bible is their meat, their drink. And they focus on Christ. They think about Jesus Christ. They think about the gospel. And they have decided to believe it, to try it, to step out of the boat of this sensual world. They've stepped out of the boat of their own thoughts and ideas, the things that enter into the mind of man, the five senses and all that. They're going to go beyond their five senses, to go beyond their materialism, to go beyond looking at their bank account, and to believe that there's a God in heaven who can do miraculous and wonderful things. And those faith-abounding Christians have made a decision to change their mind, not to be people of stinking thinking, but to be people of faith, to be people of enthusiasm, to have people of get up and go, and they will do things for God. They mightn't have much talent. They mightn't be the most educated, most sophisticated, most socially polished person in the church, but they're the person that's on fire for God. And sometimes highly educated people are on fire for God as well. I'm one of them. And there's plenty of other people that work in the sciences and things like that. Friends of mine that are engineers are also fully on fire for God. Got nothing against education. But it's not the education that makes us enthusiastic. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the power of faith. It's the power of reaching to God and saying, this, Lord, of yours is mine through Christ Jesus. I have all things, that's spiritual things, through Christ Jesus. And there's a new mindset that they develop. So you've got to make a decision. And in this short program today, I want you to end up making a decision to move out of being a doubting person to being a person of faith and glory, to being a person who knows what's going on with God. You've got to move out of that. You've got to make a decision right now that you're going to change the way you approach God. You're going to change it for good. You're not going to go back to negativity and to doubting. But doubting feels safe. It says, well, I don't really want to do that. You know, I've never thought that way before. None of my friends think that way. None of my family thinks that way. You just sound like a fanatic, Pastor John. Well, I tell you what, it's a lot happier than being a fanatic than it is being someone who grumbles every day, all day, and all night. Enthusiasm is a great way to live. The spirit-filled life is a great way to live. Being down in the dumps, being negative, crawling along through life, hating yourself and hating others, that's a terrible way to live. And I know a lady who stayed for us for a little while, and one day she burst out and said, "I think I hate everyone." She was so full of negativity and pain that she hated everybody. And that is not a way to live. There are better ways of living than that. There's a way of living that's full of faith. And you want to get out from being a grumbler, and you want to get onto having a new way of living. So what's the advantages of the new way of living? The new way of living that has faith is, firstly, you're going to get a great eternal reward. God looks on your faith. He looks for faith. He rejoiced at the centurion who had faith about the healing of his servant. God rejoices when he sees a person of faith. And we know that God is bitterly disappointed by people of unbelief. And it says in James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8, that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And it goes on to say that the person that doubts is a double-minded person, unstable in all their ways, and they will receive nothing from the Lord. So do you want to receive something from the Lord? Then stop being double-minded. Stop being a grumbler. Stop doubting and lay hold of God, believing in God with your whole heart and laying onto the plans and purposes of God for your life. That's what you want. That's where you need to go. And you need to go into the plans, purposes of God. You need to set your mind first on the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be yours. When you have a biblical mindset, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be yours. But if you don't do that, if you live in doubt and unbelief and negativity, then nothing will be yours. You will have nothing at all from God. You'll have the things of this world. You'll have your own self-centered, self-satisfied negativity. You will feel that you're smarter than everyone else because you've outsmarted the pastor. You've outsmarted the people trying to help you. And you've outsmarted the Bible because you've managed to remain stubborn, negative, and non-compliant with the will of God. But what's going to happen on Judgment Day? Do you think God's going to reward you for being stubborn? Is God going to reward you for being stiff-necked? Is God going to reward you for being constantly negative about the Bible and Christian things and negative about giving to the church and negative about evangelism? You wouldn't think of sharing your faith with someone else because that's for the fanatics. Well, God is for the fanatics. You look at the people that have followed God, like Abraham. Abraham really looks like a fanatic with the sacrifice of Isaac. You look at the people like Nehemiah. You look at the people like Moses. They're all different. You look at David taking on Goliath. Everyone else was playing safe, and David took on Goliath. You have to step out. You need to step up. You need to decide to change your stinking thinking, and we'll be talking more about that in future episodes of Uplifting Moments. And you can read about it in my book, Biblical EQ, at biblicaleq.com. And that book will help you to be a much stronger Christian. Biblical EQ at biblicaleq.com. And this is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.